Good Sunday morning to you, and welcome to the Rise Again Deliverance Radio Broadcast with Bishop Elroy Ben, pastor of Deliverance Christian Fellowship. We are so glad that you joined us today. Now get ready for God to strengthen you. Get ready for God to deliver. Get ready to receive a word from the Lord. At the end of our broadcast, we'll give you more information about our church. Now, let's join our live service already in progress. Be blessed.
All of our heart, with all our mind, with all our spirit. And we also love the second commandment to that, which is love thy neighbor as thyself. So to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody glad to be alive on today? Come on, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Songwriter said, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is with me. Don't care matter what man may say. I see his love and mercy and hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always there. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how? I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Somebody give God praise right there. Amen. 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 Well, it's glad to be in this house one more time. Amen. And you all are blessed.
Amen.
We all are blessed. Do you know that some people saw 1-1 and have not seen 1? What it is? 120? 121? So it means you're blessed. Hallelujah. Oh, you're just not at me. Do you know that some people saw 1-1 and are in the hospital now? And you are here, praise God. You're blessed. Do you realize that not one day, hallelujah, since 1-1, you have had to search for food?
My God.
Just tell somebody, you're blessed. Then declare it to yourself, I'm blessed. And why I'm blessed? I'm blessed so that I can be a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. Go with me into the word of the Lord on this morning. Leviticus chapter 10. Glory to God. It's a thought that I had even from last year, but even, praise God, as my wife and I were in fellowship, glory to God, and some things that she said, it just echoed it in my spirit again. And I thought it would be a good challenge for us even as we continue to come through January 24, and we look for different challenges, things that will challenge us at the beginning of the year that can lay the foundation for the rest of the year. Amen, amen, somebody. Amen. Leviticus chapter 10, if you will go there with me, verse 8 to 11. Leviticus chapter 10, reading from verse 8 unto 11. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I see some people standing. Glory to God. Amen. And so we usually do that. As I always say, let's make the word any more powerful or relevant, but we just honor the word of God. Amen. That's one of the traditions that we hold on to. I know every tradition modern church wants to throw out, but there's still some things that is respectful unto God and to the house of the Lord. Can I get one amen?
Amen.
Verse 8 of Leviticus chapter 10 says, and the Lord spoke unto Aaron. Some say Aaron, some say Aaron, the same fellow. Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statue forever throughout your generations. And that you may put difference between the holy and unholy, and between the unclean and the clean. And that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. The word of the Lord to the people of God this morning. I'm looking at verse 10 specifically that says that you may put difference between the holy and the unholy, between the clean and the unclean. Father, thank you. This God that you've dropped in my spirit that I may share with your people on this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your word which governs us, your word that challenges us, your word that gives direction to us, your word which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Anoint me afresh, God, to teach your word, to preach your word. And may this word, God, echo into our spirits, bringing about change and transformation. This I ask in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Look at somebody with some boldness in your eyes and tell them, be different.
Ah,
you didn't say like you mean it. That smile was true. I'm telling you, be serious and sound. Tell them, be different.
Be different.
Be different. You may have your seat.
Be different.
The common saying, one of the common sayings in various circles today is, let's make a difference. Your challenge motivated to live to make a difference. Very many motivational speakers and educationalists and will tell you to elevate yourself so that you can make a difference. It sounds good, it sounds powerful, and I do believe that whatever we do, we should challenge ourselves to make a difference. But in the Christian circles, in the biblical context, God does not only want us to strive to make a difference, but he calls on us to be different. Come on, look at somebody, say, be different. God, we have to not only make a difference, but be different. We look in the book of Jude 23, and Jude only has one chapter, but in Jude 23, it says, and of some have compassion, making a difference. In other words, Jude was encouraging us that when we see men going astray from God and doing things that is contrary to God, we should live such a life that we should snatch them, the Bible says, snatch them from the burning, snatch them from the clutches of the enemy, snatch them from on the road that the destruction that they are on, so that they can make a difference. But I want to challenge us this morning, out of this text that we prayed, that I just read in Leviticus, that we not only make a difference, but throughout scripture we see the mandate of God in different places telling us, be different. In many places throughout the Bible, God calls on his people not only to make a difference, but to be different. Be different in our walk. Be different in our talk. Be different in our thinking. Be different in our lifestyle. I believe the greater impact we can make in all areas of society is not just striving to make a difference, but embracing the challenge of being different. Look at somebody, say, be different. Within Christianity today, the life of the world and the life of the church seem so close and parallel that at times you have to strain your eyes to see this difference. Can I get one amen somewhere? And so the world and the world standards and the world's way of doing things and the church's way of dealing things seem at times so muddled that you cannot even see the difference that God requires. But I'm here to tell you that God's word requires us to be different. We are admonished in scripture to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, he says, the love of the Father is not in him. That comes from 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Be in the world, but not of the world. Why? Because God requires us, especially in this age, to be the light that shined in dark places. Yes. To be the salt that puts taste and preservation in the earth. To be the ambassadors of God in the world, so that we can pray with assurance, God, your kingdom come and your will be done in earth even as it is done in heaven. God requires us not only to make a difference, but be different. In our text, God spoke directly to Aaron, the first high priest, giving him specific instructions which will set him apart as being chosen and ordained by God. Yes. Somebody say, set apart. He is preparing Israel, who he calls his people. And so Moses is about to leave the scene, but as he is carrying them along from Egypt to the promised land, and he's putting things in place, the thing I love with this is in setting the tone of what he requires and what he wants, he speaks to Aaron. Yes. Selah, stop and think. Look at it in the verse. My first observation to you, it says, the Bible said, and the Lord, verse 8, spake unto Aaron. Yes. Who is Aaron? Aaron is the first high priest. While Moses is the one that's leading them in the wilderness, even to the promised land, God requires the priest to set the statutes and the ordinances and the precepts by which they would live. Yes. He was the one that was, my God, representing them even in the earth. While Moses was the intercessor, Aaron was the priest. He was the one that conducted the oblations, conducted the ceremonies, conducted the Day of Atonement and whatever. But what I love with this, ladies and gentlemen, the person that he speaks to is the priest. Amen. Amen. The representative of God. The mouthpiece of God. Yes. The prophet of God. Yes. The one that was to hear from God, will hear from God. Moses will hear from God, and he will give Aaron instructions, and Aaron will carry it out. But this time, God said, I'm speaking directly to you. I'm speaking directly to you. What does that say? That tells me, praise God, that even in this day and age, God is speaking to the priests. Can I get an amen? He is still speaking to the priest. God gave Aaron divine commandment, gave him divine instruction. Why? Because he was given the instructions to the head priest.
Yes.
The head priest was supposed to be the standard bearer.
Yes.
The head priest, he was to be the divine model for the priests and the people.
Yes.
As priests, ministry leaders, as God representatives, we are called to be different. It starts with leadership.
We are taking a break in our program to let you know a little more about our church. Feel free to visit our website at www.dcfministry.com, where you will find our mission and vision, the order of our services, and our community outreach programs. You will also find a way to sow into our ministry. Now let's go back to Bishop Elroy Ben and the service already in progress. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm. It starts, tell somebody, it starts with leadership. He spoke directly to Aaron. And so praise God. I believe that God in this time, and some of us may have turned his voice off, but I believe God is still talking to those who stand in priestly office, who stand in the priestly position, who stands in the leadership of ministry, and he's calling us first so that, praise God, his instructions could first come to us, then go to the people. How many times, praise God, we are hearing and seeing of men and women who are in position, but it seems as though they're not hearing from the Lord. Because you cannot be hearing from the Lord and still living the life that you want to live. You cannot be hearing from God and doing the things that you still want to do. It starts with leadership. And the only way, praise God, hallelujah, that the church can be in line and with God's requirement is when leadership begins to be the model of example. Hello, somebody. Dr. Ben, he called Aaron. He called the high priest. He called the leading priest. And he said, I'm going to tell you this, and the same thing has to go down to your sons also. Oh, can we find some model leaders and some model, praise God, men and women of God, some model men and women in ministry, praise God, who can leave a legacy of others following in their footsteps.
Yes.
Following in their footsteps. Sometimes it would seem to train younger ministers now. We live in a world and a setting where we believe we do that which was right in our own eyes. But the example came from leadership. The example came from the one that God spoke directly to. And when I read this, I said, my God, hallelujah. Will we all come under that kind of umbrella today where men and women of God could be challenged by God for their own personal life, and from your personal life, it can impact other lives also. Dare to be different. Hallelujah. My God, it brings much shame to the body of Christ when we see and hear things, praise God, in the lives of those who should supposed to be representing the kingdom of God. But here God calls Aaron, the high priest, the representative, the ambassador. And once there is a call on your life, praise God, as a vessel of God, you have to be different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your talk got to be different to the world. Your speech got to be different to the world. Your mental thinking supposed to be different from the world. Your operation supposed to be different from the world. Your lifestyle supposed to be different. That's why they said, yes, you can be in the world, but you cannot be of the world. You have to be different. Somebody clap your hand and give God a praise. If you believe, we have to be different. The second observation I want to bring to you comes out of verse 9. God, he speaks to Aaron, and then he says unto them, do not drink wine nor strong drink. Thou nor thy sons with thee, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. That is strong language. I wonder if that could be applied today. When you have drunken priests in the house of the Lord. Come on, somebody. You tell you, some priests give you a little communion, and then they go in the back office and finish the chassel. You know, they just finish it off. They give you a few, drink, and you take a sip, and hallelujah. They go in the back and finish it off. They become tipsy. But the thing is not so much the drink I want to bring before you, but the word I see coming out of this is abstinence. Yes. Abstinence. In other words, God said, I want you to abstain from that which will take control of you.
Lord.
When you come into my presence, when you come into the congregation of the righteous, when you come before the people, I don't want you stumbling and fumbling.
Yes.
I don't want you, praise God, under another spirit instead of the Spirit of God. Ooh, God. I want you to be so in tune with me that no other spirit, no other entity, no other thing catches your attention or controls your life, because I want to be your all in all.
Hallelujah.
I want, when you come before me, your total attention is on me, directed by me, and you're not under some influence of anything others.
Yeah.
In other words, you have to abstain. Somebody say abstain. You use the word today, glory to God. The word abstinence is a bad word today. But abstinence comes from the word abstain. Modern day abstinence is a traditional word, old-fashioned word. You can do what you want. But abstinence, which comes from the word abstain, means to refrain deliberately and often with an effort of self-denial from any action or practice. Self-denial. He said, God is saying to them, when you come to do your work, when you come to minister, when you come to stand before the people, I don't want them to see any other thing that will distract them from the glory that I have upon your life. Oh, come on here, somebody. The anointing that I have on your life, the call that I have on your life, praise God, the holiness that I have over your life must be the thing that's standing out, and not just your bumbling and stumbling, praise God, or you've been under the influence of something besides my spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, how many times we have been influenced by the world. We have been intoxicated by the world. Men stand behind this sacred desk, and whether it's been intoxicated with the natural liquor or intoxicated with the cares and concerns of this world. We are drunk with the world's foolishness, hallelujah. And so when people look at us as we stand before the sacredness, they cannot see the glory of God. But all they see is our stumbling and our failures. God is saying to him here, I want you to abstain from that intoxication. It's not just intoxication of Samuel Adams or Johnny who comes walking, or white horse, blue horse, or green horse. Neither Jack nor Daniel. He's not even talking about those fellas. Yeah, he's saying that is applicable here and in context. But God is saying too many of us, even as believers, we're intoxicated with the world. We are drunk by the world. And I'm told that when you are drunk, praise God, you're not sensitive to even where you are or what you're doing.
Come on.
Oh, praise, come on, somebody. You are a drunk man. He reaches home and he didn't know how he got here. He's home and he can't remember where he came from or what his senses become insensitized and it becomes dull. And I'm saying to us today, Christianity will become too insensitive and dull. You have been intoxicated by the word. My God. So that we become so drunk in the world that things which were once wrong, we accept as right. Things that we cringe under, which praise God, we once got conviction for doing, we don't find any problem with it now. We are intoxicated by the world, that the world said, it's not that bad, you could tolerate it. You don't have to be so hard. No. It's because we have been intoxicated by the world, and the conviction of the Holy Spirit is no longer present among us, so that we do everything that is right in our own eyes. Tell somebody, be different. Be different, be different. Don't let the liquor of this world, the strong drink of this world, so intoxicate you that you cannot perform as God requires of you. And that is what God was saying. So the first thing is, he challenged the spiritual leader. Second thing, he come against intoxication, and he said, I want you to abstain. Somebody say abstain.
Amen.
Ah, my God, there's some things that we as Christians not supposed to find ourselves doing.
That's right.
Okay, only Dr. Ben said that's right. I don't care how it looks and how nice it feels. Praise God. If it brings a conviction in your spirit, abstain. The Bible said, shun the very appearance of evil. It don't even have to be evil. It just have to look evil and say, hey, I'm out of here.
Amen.
Oh, can I get an amen from somebody? You don't wait until you do it and then get convicted. But from the time you see it coming in your direction, you say no.
Thank you for tuning in to Rise Again Radio Broadcast with Bishop Elroy Ben, pastor of Deliverance Christian Fellowship. We hope you have been blessed and encouraged by the Word of God. Please come join us this morning for a powerful worship experience at 4802 Lancaster Highway in Monroe, North Carolina at 11 a.m. Or feel free to join us live on Facebook or YouTube for the service at Deliverance Christian Fellowship. If you want to know more about our ministry, go to our website at dcfministry.com or give us a call at 704-709-7157. Again, that is 704-709-7157. Again, thank you for tuning into the Rise Again radio broadcast with Bishop Elroy Ben, pastor of Deliverance Christian Fellowship. Until we meet again on Sunday at 6 a.m. on this radio station, Praise 100.9. God bless you.